gardeners have long traded seeds, and it might seem like a fun, wholesome endeavor, but recent headlines on the internet might make you think twice about sharing those basil or tomato seeds. Seed libraries outlawed in Pennsylvania, some warned, with articles calling the state agriculture department zealous regulators and comments about stomping out local food diversity. But the state says these stories are just plain wrong. The story started with a seed exchange program at the Joseph T. Simpson Public Library in Mechanicsburg, that's in Cumberland County. Jay Howes is Deputy Secretary for Consumer Protection and Regulatory Affairs with the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture. He says, yes, they did write to the library with concerns about its seed program because the way it was organized violated the state's Seed Act. But Howes says the department was helping the library retool its program to comply with the law, not shutting it down. I spoke with Howes by phone earlier this week. Thanks so much for talking with us.
I'm glad for the opportunity. Thank you.
So we've been reading in various papers around Pennsylvania and the country about an issue with a seed library that was started at the Simpson Library in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. That's in Cumberland County. So what were they trying to do?
Their idea was to have an initial supply of seeds, which members of the library would be able to take home, plant, harvest the seeds, then return seeds to the library. The library then would sort the seeds by variety or whatever, and in a subsequent growing season, redistribute them. That's what got them under the definition of distributor, you know, even though it wasn't a commercial transaction.
And so why is the Seed Act focused on distribution in this way? What's the concern there?
Well, the concern across the whole seed industry, and it doesn't matter whether it's the home gardener or hobbyist or the commercial growers, is that you get the seed that you think you're getting, you know, and it, B, that it has a germination rate that it will actually grow. And third, probably most important, is that it's a certain degree of purity. You don't want to mix in noxious weeds, invasive species, that type of thing. So it's a very general sense, it's a quality control program.
Now, isn't this kind of a program, a seed exchange, wouldn't people possibly be aware that, oh, we're not buying from a seed company, we're neighbors kind of trading seeds mm-hmm. together, and so this issue of how pure the seed is may not be of that much concern or, you know, maybe understandable in this context?
You're right on point with that, and that was part of the reason that after we had this discussion with them where we both parties got a better understanding of things, we left that meeting with the understanding that we would recommend to them a protocol whereby they could achieve their goals. We would have our concerns about the Seed Act addressed. And thirdly, protect them from any potential liability as a library system. We actually thought we had made progress and were doing a good thing. And then there was the misleading article in the first press article from the Carlisle Sentinel. Then it sort of exploded on the internet, and we got into all this agroterrorism stuff and everything, you know.
So was agroterrorism ever a concern of the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture?
You know, in that initial meeting with them, it might have been mentioned in passing, just in the sense that there are seeds that are highly poisonous plants compared to a very common vegetable, which you wouldn't. An untrained eye without a microscope would not know the difference. So in the unlikely event somebody wanted to create mischief, that was a possibility. But it wasn't a major part of our conversation with them. That like I say, it might have been mentioned in passing. What happened was when the county library coordinator gave her routine report to the county commissioners, one of the commissioners picked up on this agroterrorism and went off on quite a monologue about it, and then that became the focus of the story. You know, it took off from there.
You know, some folks look at laws like the Seed Act and say this is a way to protect big agriculture, things like patented GMO seeds. This isn't necessarily a consumer protection. Is that accurate?
No, not at all. I mean, that, you know, the big agribusinesses are always the target of activist groups. I mean, they're that's just the leap to Monsanto from this conversation we had at the library. There's just no logic to that whatsoever. But they're very active. They're very vocal on the web, and it's a case where internet truth doesn't really relate very much to the reality of the situation at hand.
Yeah. Let's just go back for a second. So what was your suggestion to them?
Well, that rather than them physically taking possession of the seeds, they create under their auspices essentially a seed exchange, whereby they might supply the initial group of seeds, and then more just at a member-to-member level, seed exchange, seed swap type thing facilitated by the library, without them being brought into one central location, commingled, sorted, redistributed, which would have gotten into the whole whole legal requirements then.
So the library now is not actually going to hold on to the seed packets for people. It's more they'll help people get in touch with other people who have the seeds.
Yeah, they can go as far as they want with the structure, whether they have a membership list and rules or whatever, or if they just facilitate the exchange. I mean, we aren't going to get into dictating that to them. We never shut down a seed library, and we never anticipated a crackdown statewide, as some of the headlines said.
Yeah, I mean, you really got quite a response of people saying this was, an aggressive Department of Agriculture, things like that.
Yep, I know. And we were surprised by that. We thought we were taking a very positive approach and quite positive and cooperative. But we really, our first goal was compliance, not enforcement. We're very happy that we were able to work out a process with the library where they can still achieve their goals and we can fulfill our obligations under the law.
Well, Mr. Howes, thank you so much for your time.
Very good. Thank you, too.
Jay Howes is Deputy Secretary of Consumer Protection and Regulatory Affairs with the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture. He says many states, as well as the federal government, have laws regulating seeds. And he says communities around the country are now looking to the Mechanicsburg program as a model for how to legally organize seed exchanges.